He's a dad. He's a designer. He's the guy who can make your house a home. And maybe make your husband a little handier.
No, you're not alone.
This is the Frank Fontana Show.
Because I'm going to make this place your home.
On Chicago's very own 720 WGN.
Good afternoon, everybody. It's me, Frank Fontana. It's just after 2:06-ish. And holiday season is quickly approaching. The next one is what, Halloween coming up? Yeah,
yes, it is. Yeah,
turn your mic on over there. Sorry about that. Okay. As I'm hitting the on button here, the on button actually came off.
Mm.
I had a brief second of panic.
You broke it.
But now it's back, Joe. Don't worry
about
it. Yeah, crisis averted. So yes, holiday season. We're all getting ready. We did this morning. Started our Halloween decorations. It's got webs going outside the house and some little, you know, fun things that we did with the kids, some pumpkins that we decorate. We had the show going last year,
right?
Downtown Shabby on A&E. We did segments for them that were all about Halloween decorating. So we had tons of leftover props from the TV show that we just found again. I was like, oh my gosh, it's like a gold mine. I forgot we had
these. That's the
best. So we busted all those out. So the kids are probably doing it up right now, doing some bunch of stuff. But we're talking about how to take reclaim stuff, give stuff a second chance, so to speak. Joining us is Amy Manning from Second Chance Art Accessories. Amy, thanks for coming in again. How are you?
I am great. Thanks for having me.
Now, you guys do holiday decorating on a whole other level. I mean, it's cool.
We try. I love to put a holiday spin on our usual product line, which involves making home accessories from reclaimed things.
Yeah, so tell us about the business and how you guys got started, and we'll get into the whole holiday decorating thing.
Well, we're a small family business. It's my husband and I, and we've got a few helpers.
Who's, by the way, standing outside the window.
Yes.
And you're more than welcome to come in. We're not trying to keep you out there. You guys want to come in studio? No.
They're thinking about it.
Your husband's like, no.
Face is pressed against the glass.
Especially because your daughter just downed a whole bunch of candy from Dylan's, huh? Look at you.
Look at her. She's like, I think I want more.
She got that sugar look like she can run around the entire block 20 times.
Yep.
Anyway, so tell us.
So we take reclaimed things, like mainly doors and windows and hardware and other old things we find. And mainly because we love the patina that comes with them. You don't have to build the patina in when it's already there. And we make them into coat racks and artwork and functional accessories for the home. We're always trying to reinvent different things. Sometimes I find things and I say, I don't know what it's going to be, but we've got to make it into something. And sometimes you see something.
Hold on. What is the one most unusual thing you've found and said, I'm making that into something, and then it became something?
Oh, let's see. We did a chicken coop. It was one of my favorite pieces.
A metal chicken coop. What did you turn it into?
We made it into this really cool storage piece. It could be for the kitchen. Had some shelves in there. We cleaned it all up. An interesting way to store your dishes, serving pieces, that sort of thing.
Right. Wow.
We've done some similar pieces from old tool shop cubbyhole display units. Mm-hmm. Made them into wall pieces for your china.
Yeah.
Serving dishes, that sort of thing.
And your stuff, you know, and there's, you know, let's be real. There's a lot of people who try to do this and some do it well. You guys do it extremely well.
Thank you.
And I've seen you're welcome. And I mean it. I've seen a lot of reclaimed stuff out there, recycled, refurbished. But the quality of your finishes are really great. You brought a whole bunch of stuff in studio, which, folks, you can go on to WGNradio.com/watch. And you could pipe into our live feed that has cameras in the studio right now. If you're watching, hi. If not, jump on there and you could see what we're talking about here.
You can go onto Frank's Instagram page and check it out on his story.
That's why she's here.
Yep. Shameless plug.
Shameless plug. So some of the stuff you brought in, a little bit of Christmas, a little bit of Halloween. Let's start with Halloween because it's the closest holiday, and then we can kind of go to Christmas.
Absolutely. We've got some things for fall and Halloween. I have some signs made out of old door panel inserts. And a lot of people make signs from reclaimed wood. These have a nice little beveled edge around them because they used to be a door panel.
Now, for those who are kind of thinking, a door panel insert, what is that?
Exactly.
What is it?
What it is old panel doors, solid wood panel doors. They have sections in them, decorative sections. And we use a lot of doors for coat racks and things. So we end up cutting up the doors, and we're left with a bunch of these wood panel inserts. And they're just rectangular pieces of wood that have a little bevel around the edge. And
so, folks, when you look at your door, that little decorative center rectangle, imagine that popped out and then made into the sides of a carrying basket.
Exactly. So instead of just using a piece of wood, we thought, we've got a pile of these things. What do we do with them? So we decided to make them into these garden-style trugs that you can fill with floral arrangements. You can use them in different ways in your home. Remote controls. You could put your guest towels in them.
Do you hand paint the lettering on the side?
We do. Mm-hmm. To add a little bit of extra decorative touch, I guess.
Is that you who does the hand painting?
I do some of it, and I've got some helpers who help with our company.
Yeah, I mean, because that's some pretty nice looking, it looks like calligraphy or something. It's kind of nice.
Thank you. We try to give it a little upscale spin, I guess.
And the whitewash finish on the sides of them, like, is that natural or...
That is interesting. We take the door panels out. Sometimes they have a lovely finish on them, and sometimes not so much. So we remove the paint, and then what we're left with a lot of times is just raw wood, which even though it's reclaimed, it's been hidden under paint, so it doesn't have that nice old age to it. So we'll use a solution of regular vinegar that we buy at the grocery store, and we throw in something that's steel, so some old nails or something.
Now, folks, take note on this one, because this is a really cool way to naturally change the look of the wood. So you're going to take one part just white vinegar?
Plain white vinegar.
Okay.
I usually buy a gallon of it and throw the nails right in the gallon and let it sit for a couple weeks.
Regular nails or old rusty nails?
You could use either. I think if they're starting to rust, it helps the process along a little
faster. So everyone's got those laying in their garage, you know, an old, you know, bucket of nails or something. And you throw that into this just plain vinegar.
Yep, that's what you do.
How long do I want to leave that?
You could use it right away, but I feel like the effect is stronger the longer the nails sit in the vinegar.
Okay.
And we usually poke a hole in the lid of the vinegar container.
Get some little oxidation going.
Exactly. And you brush it on. It's the consistency of water. You just use a paintbrush and brush it on. And when it dries, as it dries, it darkens the wood. It brings out some extra patina.
And you have a piece here that you did a darker version of.
We did.
It looks really good.
It's interesting how strong the effect can be. And it's a little bit unpredictable because it depends on the type of wood and how much oil.
But you
got
to bring it
down
to its raw, porous state for it to really sink in, correct?
I think so. So the liquid can absorb and interact with the oils in the wood.
And how did you discover that little trick?
I think we were just looking for ideas on how to naturally age things that were a little outside the box. I probably found it on Pinterest or YouTube, one of those things.
I like that. I used to stain wood with old coffee grounds.
Ooh.
Just let them sit for a while. I forgot if I just used water and coffee grounds. But I don't know.
Adds some nice smell to it too, I'm sure.
Nice smell to it, but it certainly gave it, you know, if you just wanted a hint of brown to a light piece of wood, did a nice way of naturally doing it.
Nice.
Yeah. So I like that. Yeah. I like that you guys think about the environment, even, you know, not only recycling, but you're trying to use methods to, you know, that are non-toxic.
Yes. And it reminds me of dyeing Easter eggs as I'm putting this
texture
on there.
I think what's amazing about them is even though the name is, you know, like second chance art, I would never know that it was like reclaimed. They all look like just top.
Like first line production.
Yeah, they're really.
Thank you.
They're really amazing. Yeah.
We try to make sure everything we make is functional and sturdy and does have a nice finish to it. Because I know there's a lot of reclaimed things going on, and we want to make sure it's not going to be flaking or it's actually going to function for you in your home.
All right, we're going to be talking more with Amy Manning from Second Chance Art and Accessories. We'll transition from, you know, some of this the Halloween stuff into some of the Christmas stuff she has coming up right after this. And now we're back. Welcome back to the show, folks. We're just teasing you. We wanted to are they back or are they not back? You'll never know. Keep you on your feet.
Yep.
We're here till 3 o'clock. The guys from The Beat are coming up after that. Jared Payton, Adam Hogue, talking about the Bears not playing today and all that good stuff. Probably talking about the Cubs win, too.
Oh.
Whatever.
I'm bitter, and I will be, and I'll be that fan, and it's okay because they don't need me cheering for them.
Well, anyway, we're not talking sports.
No,
anyway.
We don't need to.
We're talking with Amy Manning about the second chance art and accessories. She brought in some beautiful stuff. She has some great ideas and tips on how to do some reclaiming yourself. If you got some old wood, some old doors, you could try this stuff here too. Maybe not going to do it as good as Amy does it and her husband. Which, by the way, how do you feel about Fixer Upper leaving television?
Oh, we're kind of sad. Disappointing.
You are sad?
Disappointed, yes. Really? Yeah. Love that show.
No comment.
People are just like
freaking out over it.
I'm not freaking out over it.
Oh, there are people that are like just absolutely devastated though.
Yeah. Well, you guys remind me of like a little Chip and Joanna.
Yeah.
We have fun. We definitely play off each other's strengths. So.
Maybe we should produce a show for you guys.
It would be fun.
Your cute little family you have hanging out there.
Where they eat candy all the time.
Yeah, pretty much. My daughter does love to build stuff though. She's always in the workshop with us trying to hammer things together.
That's awesome. My kids are the same. I can't. Anytime I mean, it's a good thing and a bad thing because you're like you're trying to start a project,
yes,
and you love the fact that they want to get in there, but then it's like, we'll just do this later.
Yes, but I think need help.
Yeah, it's going to be one of those things though that you know, like they'll probably look back and be like, oh my god, that was so cool that we got to help mom and dad do this. Like you remember, I think they'll remember it, and who knows, maybe they'll go into the family business too.
We'll see.
That would be good. See. Well, part of your family business is you guys make these awesome things out of old stuff. And you got some cool techniques on how you do it. Mm-hmm. One of the things I love that you brought in are these Christmas signs, like the Scrooge and Marley accountants taken from, you know, right out of the Scrooge.
Yes, inspired by the classic story.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Tell us about how you put those together. What goes into making one of those?
We make those. We use reclaimed window frames. And so we take the old window frames. When we first started making them, we actually used the windows that had that old style privacy glass, the pattern glass in them.
It was big in like the 30s and the 40s, right?
But typically, old houses would maybe have one window like that in the whole house, in the bathroom. So they were harder and harder for us to find windows with that style glass in them. So we found reproduction pattern glass that we use, and we use the old frames and put the new glass in that looks like the old glass. And then the letter design on there is inspired by the story.
And so how long does it take you to make one of those?
We usually make them in batches. And I would say within a week, we can make a pretty good batch of them. We're usually finishing all the frames at the same time, cutting all the glass at the same time. Still made in small batches, though, maybe a dozen at a time.
And this is just you and your husband and a small team?
It's my husband and I, and we have some people who work part-time with us.
How cool is that? Mm-hmm. This is what you guys do. This is your world.
It is. It's our world. I've got some, most of our part-time people have families, so I've got some ladies who like to come to work while their kids are at school.
Yeah.
Works out well.
What would you say the hard thing of working with your husband is?
Dun, dun, dun,
I don't know. I'm in a bad place here.
Maybe I should ask him.
I'm a planner. He's maybe not.
So well, he's the creative?
I don't know.
He's shaking his head. Well, how about this? What's the best part of working with your husband?
Oh, he's really good at finding quick ways to do things and do them well. And he's very good at solving problems. So I can say, I want this to look like this, and he figures out a way to do it.
And he's handsome, and he takes care of the kids. I mean,
that too.
It's
a win-win.
See, look at that.
He gets them all sugared up, you know, on a candy high.
He's definitely the fun one, so we'll say that.
And then you got some signs here, Sleepy Hollow. I love that. Of course, Be Thankful, which everybody should. Mm-hmm. The coat hooks are really cool. Like, I love those.
Yeah.
Those are, you know, I have a lot of this kind of stuff in my house already. If I had more room, I would buy all that stuff right now. Let's talk price points. What are we looking at here in terms of cost?
Well, the simple signs made from the door panels are $50. The utility boxes that we have, the garden-style trugs, are $125. Coat racks range. We've got some smaller ones that are $95. The one you see here is $495. Depends on the size and the function and how many things it's doing. We've got some that have key racks and chalkboards in them also. And we also design them. So if we have somebody who says, I'd like it to do this, this, and this, I want a chalkboard in it, I want key hooks on it, I need it to be a certain size, we could generally come up with something.
Jenny, you need one of these for the bar.
I know. I was just saying, I was asking if we could, you know, like personalize them. So it'd be a great Christmas gift, guys. Trying to get on top of my Christmas shopping this year.
Absolutely. Yeah, one of a kind, too.
It is. Yeah, I like it. It just has that like really comfort like rustic feel to it.
Thank you.
You have any tips for like old, not dirty knobs? Or
I do.
Like, how do you get them clean?
Of course, we use a lot of doorknobs. Generally, we use more doorknobs than we're able to reclaim off the doors that we buy. So I will buy up old lots of hardware, generally on eBay or something like that. And we take an old crock pot. I bought one at the thrift store because I knew I wasn't going to use it for food. And put the knobs in there and cover it with water and add a little bit of Dawn or dishwashing soap.
Hold on. So you're getting a crock pot.
Yes.
To not make food in? You bought a crock pot to not cook?
I did. Don't use the one in your kitchen. Get one you're never going to use for cooking again.
Okay.
And turn it on low, and we let it cook for 6 to 8 hours.
With what substance in there?
Dawn dishwashing liquid.
And water?
Just like a tablespoon. And water. Mm-hmm. We cover the hardware with water. Make sure it's covered. And that will soften up old paint. So if there's old yucky paint on there, once it's done, then we've got some tongs that, of course, we just use for the, we call it hardware soup.
Sure. This makes a good broth, right?
Pull pieces out of there. Yep. And you've got to have some heavy gloves also and a plastic paint scraper. And generally the paint will soften up enough and you can just push it right off. And it does take a little elbow grease, some steel wool and WD-40, something like that.
Are you recoating them afterwards?
Sometimes we do, sometimes we don't. If they look prone to rust, then sometimes we'll spray lacquer them. Just a coat of spray lacquer will prevent them from rusting. Sometimes just a little bit of polish with some steel wool and WD-40, something like that, will be enough to prevent them. If they're not going to be somewhere where they're going to get wet.
Do you guys work with old sinks at all?
I haven't done too much with old sinks. We've used old faucets, but not so much the old sinks. Although I have one in my house, an old sink.
I got an old copper, like a pounded copper sink.
Oh, that's cool.
But my mom stripped it. They come with like a coating from like the manufacturer. So it was always like a little, like more like a penny color.
Okay.
But my mom thought it was dirty one day. She stayed over and literally scrubbed it and took the entire coating finish off. So now it's like bright. It's like a bright new penny versus an old penny.
I like old pennies.
It's supposed to look like an old penny. Mm-hmm. And now it just, every like 3 weeks, it gets like ooky. And then we have to like make it look like a bright, shiny penny again every 3 weeks. And do you know any tricks for that?
You know, we have a copper countertop at home in our house. And we kind of like the patina look because it's really hard to keep it nice and shiny. But you can. I know I've heard lemon juice. I don't know. Well, we spill things on it and that cleans it up. vinegar,
so
juice,
that
sort of thing. It usually causes
think,
it.
In a sink, I mean, a lot of stuff's going in there. We're throwing everything, you know, we're eating for dinner, whatever, or, it's going in there. And you're right, citrus sometimes does it, toothpaste, but I want to recoat it. I want to, like, go back to the OG with it.
Yeah, I guess that it would be difficult because if you're constantly using it then as a sink, I'm not sure what kind of coating would withhold. Probably some sort of polyurethane or something you could
you think,
coat it
or
with.
A wax or something or some sorts.
Yeah.
I don't know. I got to keep looking into it. I've been researching and I just haven't found anything.
I wonder if there's like a, I don't know, like some kind of
coating.
What do you call it? Yeah, coating. Yeah,
that's kind of what we're going after.
Sorry.
Some kind of coating.
Yeah. I don't know, like a stain or something. I guess that I was going to say.
Don't
mind,
Jen. She just woke up from her little nap.
Yeah, 30-second nap, guys. Sorry, I'm up now.
So we got a lot of people texting and want to know the name and the website of your company.
Name of our company is called Second Chance Art and Accessories, and website is secondchanceart.net. It's all spelled out, so it's S-E-C-O-N-D.
You're Amy Manning,
yeah,
and you're the owner of Second Chance Art
Accessories. Of course, and our website, secondchanceart.net.
You can also find it on Frank's Instagram story.
Yeah, we took pictures of everything we talked about today, and we'll even throw up a link to Amy's website. Thank you so much for coming down. We appreciate
Thank you.
It. Thank your husband for babysitting out there. Good job, buddy.
Job well done.
Kids, way to keep it together.
Yep.
That's it. Bribe them.
More candy.
That's how it works. All right. It is exactly 2:30, and that means it's time to throw it up to a news update with Bob Kessler.